99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
I don't know if Blair spoke to my wife or not, but we got a voice note from Blair the other day. And before I play for you Blair's voice note, got a text message from Tracy that says, not judging or anything, but I kind of feel like with a name like Blair, she has a lot of pet peeves. Like a lot of things get on her nerves.
Of course, she's on high maintenance.
Of course, no judgment. Of course, no judgment.
Uh-huh.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right, so Blair.
One of the biggest pet peeves that I have is loud chewing.
Okay, so I feel attacked already. Go ahead.
It is the most disgusting thing in the entire world. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can hear every last chomp of the salad you just had for lunch.
Okay.
Like, and these aren't kids. These are adults.
Right.
Didn't parents ever teach you to chew with your mouth closed? Oh. It's absolutely disgusting. I can't stand it.
Okay, Blair, let me explain here real quick. Because my wife is all like, could you chew any louder? And I don't chew with my mouth open. I don't chew that. But apparently, according to my wife, I'm a very loud chewer. I can't help it. I just, it's the way that I attack my food.
Okay, attacking your food. That seems to make sense. My son can slap his gum. Like, this is really prominent when he's chewing gum. He's kind of...
Right, smacks his gum.
Does that
right.
Yeah,
right.
And that, I'm like, honey. But as far as, like, I don't think we have any outlandishly loud eaters in our house.
Well, apparently...
You're the one?
I am the one in all my family that does. I don't chew with my mouth open. However, I am a loud eater, according to my wife. And so I then also would probably never be able to have a relationship with Blair. Nina.
Or just share a meal with her.
Oh, sorry. I went a little bit more extreme, I guess.
Yeah, because I think the marriage is going to stand in the way first of your relationship with Blair.
Well,
I was just thinking
okay.
Sharing a meal.
I mean, maybe. Nina texts in and says, people that drive slow in the fast lane. Oh, yeah. So, the people in the left lane that... Now, I do enjoy when signs are posted that say, hey... If you're just cruising, right lane, please. If you're passing, left lane. And it's like, listen, I'm always passing. I'm passing all you. So
that's right.
So right, get out of the left lane. But and then I feel bad sometimes when I'm in the left lane and I'm behind someone, but then someone comes up behind me and they automatically think that I'm the guilty one here, and I'm like, I want to be like, yo, guy. I'm just behind this person. Like, look.
Yeah, no, it's not me. It's that person.
Can't you see the person in front of me? Quit trying to, like, scoot over to the right lane and then scoot back into the left lane. Like, kind of trying to get around me. Like, it's not me. It's not me.
You see them trying to look like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah. You want to hold up a little sign saying, it's not me.
Yeah, so little
pet. Can you see this person?
Little pet peeves. Amanda texts in and says, people that don't accept accountability. Oh, yeah. I mean, that is kind of a big pet peeve. And
that is deep.
That is a bit deep. It's like, like, listen, she, you know, Amanda is one that is has some people in mind when she sent that text.
I feel like we should, like, we could have a very long conversation about that.
Right, exactly. But yeah,
very involved.
Some good stuff there. So yeah, if you feel free, you can always text us or at Ben and Kelly Show there. Earlier, we were talking about your innocent pet peeves, thanks to Blair's message to us.
One of the biggest pet peeves that I have is loud chewing.
Yeah, and loud chewing. And I felt attacked because even though I chew with my mouth closed, I am, according to my wife, a very loud chewer. Amanda texts us and says, it's the chewing and the heavy breathing for me. I don't know why it triggers me so badly. My kids and husband are the worst. Oh, and slurping. I cannot be around it. Oh, and licking fingers after eating something. I can keep going.
Oh, wow. That's a long list. It sounds like it could be exponentially longer.
Yeah, and another text from a listener. I have misophonia, major angry response to loud chewing, slurping, et cetera. So I guess that is
a
condition.
Who knew? I've never heard of that word before.
Yes, she's
so much learning.
The listener says, I can't control my response sometimes. I don't go to restaurants much because of it. Oh, well, I could
understand
that.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. I don't have like a ton. It's just like I'd mentioned, my son does kind of smack his gum a lot when he just kind of like chews his gum a lot with his mouth open. It's really loud, and I do have to remind him, like, hey.
Another text from a listener. My husband is a loud sipper, and it drives me insane.
Oh, I feel like I do that when I'm drinking out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can't really avoid it.
Yeah, goes on and says soup, coffee, tea, cereal, whatever. He also scrapes his teeth along his fork when eating and removing the fork from his mouth. Why? You know what? Let it out. Just let it out.
You know what? This is therapeutic.
For sure.